The views and opinions expressed here are that of the host and do not represent the views of Zunda Large or Felony in Progress. This show also contains strong language and is not intended for those under the age of 18. Thank you and enjoy the show.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Six Degrees of a Ballet Dancer.
What is happening to you?
I have so much feedback.
Are you having a stroke?
We really got to work on my headphones. I started out with the Bluetooth. I plugged in this.
You know what you need to do? Listen, this is what you need to do. You need to sit down and spend some meaningful time with your setup.
I need to get to know it.
And get it dialed in, dude. That's
what. It's rejecting me.
If this whole system. If I'm home alone and my wife is at work, do you know where I am?
Where are you? Here. Oh, yeah, you're there and practicing. Yeah, I'm practicing now. I only had time to plug this in, find out it didn't work, say I'm sorry. Replug it in right now.
Practicing right now is like being in the middle of a fist fight when you're already in it. You're like trying to learn how to fist fight when you're already in the middle of a fight.
That's when you find out it works or not. It's not working. I'm having a lot of feedback. But Tony, you're in. Can you turn it up?
Can you turn it up? Yeah, or is it me? Hold on.
I think you just don't go a little louder.
I've got multiple. How's that? Is that louder?
Anyways, a little bit.
A little bit louder?
I think a little more.
Well, dude, I am like blowing out my ears here.
Yeah, when you get closer to the mic.
Okay. Holy crap.
I just find that when we're recording, sometimes I'm screaming that. I'm trying not to be loud. Try not to be loud.
No, it's fine.
So how are you, Tony?
I am okay. You know me, dude. I'm always okay. That's what I do. I get up, I go to work. I live in my little prison here, and that's what I do. But I did watch a really great movie the other day. You got to see it. It's called Champions. Oh, and by the way, I just sent you a link in your Facebook chat for a song. You got to go listen to these guys. They are amazing. They're a band out of Australia, okay, and they're called Cooking on Three Burners. Cooking on Three Burners with Stella
from
and
Australia.
Jericho. And I got to tell you, these guys fucking knocked my socks off.
Oh, wow. So are they, what are they?
It's a surprise.
Is it a surprise?
You got to open it up, check it out. And I'm telling you, once you hear this, the first song that I just sent you, you're going to go mad and you're going to go start searching all of their stuff out because, I mean, they're incredible.
Awesome.
It sounds like they should be in Detroit 1961.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is cool. To show me that record you showed me earlier.
Oh, Port Said.
Yeah, that was really cool. It's belly dance. Well, it's a Middle Eastern record. Is it Egyptian musician?
It is. Well, it's Mohammed El Bakar and his Oriental Ensemble. Okay, so this was passed in 1957.
Oriental Ensemble. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, think about that. Think about how Dude, I bet this was this scandalous.
Very. Well, it's not very Egyptian. Maybe it's a little more Turkish.
Right. But, dude, it's really, really good. It, you know, lately, you know, when you find a bunch of Middle Eastern music, a lot of it is azan-based, you know, like call to prayer kind of thing. This is more liberal when it comes to Middle Eastern music, but it's really, really fun to mix with, and you know, like throw some tribal beats on it, you know, get throw this a little bit in there, get some people moving, you know. And I really love this record. Wow. When I found it in that big bucket, I was like, that's mine.
Yeah, that is really cool. It reminds me of a record that I found in my grandpa's stuff. And remember, I had a record collection of 4 records, and you were going to appraise them?
Correct.
Well, since you brought that out, I will get the one I have, the second one for you to appraise.
Okay, what about The Suicidal? Did you end up selling it, or did you keep it?
Heck no. My record collection of 4 albums, possibly 5 if I find the other one, is going to stay probably at 5. Let me grab this record. Check it out.
Yeah, let me see it.
It is also Middle Eastern. And the mice got to it.
Oh, my God.
It was Inland Attic.
That is just heart. Wow.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh.
So it
How's
says,
the disc?
Well, the mice don't like to eat feet.
Yeah, it looks pretty clean. It could use an ultrasonic, but yeah, it looks pretty good. But that case.
And this is the cover.
And no original insert?
No, well, no. Probably a nest. It says, gosh, it says this.
East of Suez. Okay. So let's have a look, see what East of Suez does.
101 streams.
East of Suez. So. Is what I do here.
All the spices of the exotic lands east of Suez are wrapped in the warm, rich tones of 101 streams. I'm sorry, I have so much feedback that I really can't talk.
So that's a 1959 release.
Ah.
Okay, the original is a 1959 release, and it's one of the earlier stereo right after they switched to mono, from mono to stereo. And, you know, you could pick up a pretty decent copy of that for around $20.
Wow. And so this is worth, you $20?
No, that would be a huge, huge restoration project. That would take me about 6 months.
You can restorate things?
I can. But
it's possible.
I could restore it. I would spend about $400 doing it. So
wow.
I think it's I think it would just be better to spend $20 and get a VG copy.
Look how cute those little mice marks are. They're little bite mouths.
You know what? I'm actually going to get you a new copy, and I'm going to send it to your house.
Okay, anyway, East of Suez.
That's a garbage.
Wow, so we kind of have matching records there. I like yours better.
Right, well, I did pull a record of the day today.
Oh, you did? What is it?
I did.
Nice.
And the record of the day that I pulled today, let me show you what it is.
What's it going to be? Oh, I wish my headphones worked.
So it is a soundtrack, and it's a 1974 Black Fist.
Oh, wow, cool.
The mid-70s, you know, black exploitation films. This one's really, really good, man. And
I really wish you could play some.
I wish I could, too. I actually got it on the table right now. And, you know, it features all the early guys like Velvet Fire and, you know, Sam and Just Us and, you know, Jesse James, Paul Humphreys. I mean, it's really good, really. That was my record of the day.
Nice. And you're not going to give us any hints on the next open-air sonar, huh?
No, but it's going to be really good, and it has a lot to do with one of your favorites.
Oh, really? That could be one of 3 people.
you asked for it, and I'm going to give it to you, okay?
Yay!
It is math music, okay?
Oh, no! Is it going to be like The Locust?
No. Oh. This is only going to be about one band.
One band.
One band.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Now, are we going to hear this next Friday, or is it going to be like, are we going to have a better podcast going on instead of this little practice session?
Definitely, dude. Let me know when you want to do it, and I will do it. I'm pretty much free every night.
You mean the pod or the open air sonar?
Oh, no, I'll have the open air sonar by next week.
So that'll be next Friday?
Yeah.
Good. Then I'm going to figure out how we can play some music, or
please
have you play it.
Please, because we do need to figure that out. And I've been trying. So I went back and I signed into my account to see if I could find where we could play music. And I still can't find that fucking button. So,
gosh, yeah, I got to figure it out. Like I said, tonight I'm practicing right now. It's a busy day. And right after this, I'm going to go see Cargo Cult, our local punk band, our new local punk band.
Get some video. I want to check that shit out.
Yeah, like we want to really promote them and get... I stick their stickers everywhere. I should have bought a couple extra and took them to Seattle with me and Portland. That was there last week. And I could have stuck one at Killer Burger and every dispensary I went to. But yeah, I didn't.
Everything's
so jammed up.
I think I'm going to go see Gary Newman and Frontline Assembly.
February. That's cool. That's a really big show. Tonight, I'm just going to go have a beer. And like right now, we have no music to go out for a commercial. So right now, let's have a short commercial. We would be leaving right now. I'd play some Cargo Cult. We'd have like open air sonar commercial. All we have right now is this.
My partner is...
Open air sonar.
Oh, that's one of the best advertisements I've ever seen in my life. You know what? We need to forward that to the marketing, okay, the department, because that was just fabulous. I am blown away. Okay. Fuck Super Bowl commercials. That was it.
Well, this is our break, unfortunately, just for 2 seconds while I refill my coffee, but I added to this commercial. Next week,
Open Air Sonar will be available. And I want to thank everybody. I also want to thank everybody. We've gotten almost 80 hits on the last episode, so I really appreciate it. Dead air. We have dead air. My partner has dead air. But hey, that's okay. I guess somebody still wants to listen to me talk about absolutely nothing for a minute, but it's been a long week.
Touch something small, but it just might be too much. Sit right down on your little old pile of gold. All I got, you know, it can't be sold.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We'll return to our program shortly.
Roadrunner coming through with totally new styling. It looks like fun. It drives like fun. And it still goes beep beep.
Beep beep.
The only place to catch a Roadrunner is at your Plymouth dealers.
And we are back. Did you take care of that commercial?
I did a little bit. Yes, we had a little bit of dead air, but you know what? It's fine.
Nice.
I'm sure our two listeners are sitting ooey bluey to their computers listening to us talk about absolutely.
I'm making them watch right now.
There you go. Yeah, the two.
I think this is just going to be a really short overview of what we're trying to do here again, because like I said, I'm heading to Cargo Cult here in like 10 minutes because we effed around so much with the sound and I have all this feedback, almost out of coffee.
So how much were tickets?
$10. Metro Music Hall.
That's downtown, not bad.
Right in front of the Hobo Camp.
Nice. I thought the Hobo Camp was at Pioneer Park.
Oh no, that's a farmer's market now, a bunch of yuppies. But
they
spread them out. We have the viaduct on North Temple.
Right.
Well, not viaduct. They're all on North Temple.
Right.
That was the feedback. But.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I would think Utah would be a really crummy
Metro
place.
Music Hall.
I would think that Utah would be a very crummy place to be homeless.
Yeah, I even feel that. I was kind of, like I said, Portland makes it look fun. They have colorful tents and they look comfortable in the
it rains
warm, cold rain.
A shitload and it gets cold. Don't let them fool you. It's fucking cold, dude. It's cold up there.
They use tarps.
Right.
They're in shopping carts. No, I'm like, have you heard of a tent?
Right.
But last time we went to the Metro Music Hall, there was this really short guy, but I think it was a kid. Maybe he looked like 8 with an adult hands. But he had like all this paint on his mouth and blood coming out of his face. He's just looking at me. And I just walked into the Metro and I'm like, Jerry, did you see that? And he's like, what, that corn kid? And I'm like, was it a kid? We tried to find him. Yes. I'm like, if that was an 8-year-old, there's something wrong there. But
there's a corn kid?
A corn kid, like the children of the corn. Because he's looking at us like that. And I was trying to figure out if it was a short adult. God.
That was
really great. Or an 8-year-old who needs some help. I could never find that kid.
Holy crap.
Man kid again. But
dude.
I better go get ready for that. I just wanted to remind you that I have the website up. And here's something real quick. I was watching the Housewives of Salt Lake, as I usually do. One of them had a podcast. And I was dozing off and I woke up cringing. I was like, oh God, the podcast is so horrible. That I was hoping ours wasn't horrible.
Was like, Real oh, Housewives man. Of Salt Lake? Is there really a market for that?
Yes. That's how we play Barbies. That's how,
that's how we play
Barbies. I put them
Barbies.
On in the background. I watch and I oh my zeals. And then I cringe at some of the stuff they do. But yeah. The podcast thing, I like to play podcasts house.
Right.
And I like to share this platform. And I think that's what we should do. We combine our forces.
Definitely.
And it's free. So
it is free.
Underground people, new people, artists trying to get out there. We'll put a link on the website. I mean, you got your open air sonar under.
What do you got to lose?
Felony in Progress.
Right.
I have Send a Large.
Right.
we mostly, almost our friends are like music artists and all that. But yeah.
But I guess
it's really hard to talk with the feedback.
You got to get going. You got a show to get to, lady. I wish I was going to a show tonight, but no, I'm stuck in this fucking.
I'll send you a picture. And stay on the beer. Support the local band.
Please
come home and try to figure out how we're going to do this better.
Yes, I think we need to go back to the recorded platform.
The recorded one, but it takes so much time.
It doesn't take so much time. It takes me an hour to put it together after we record it and you send it to me.
Yeah, but I make the video. I was making the videos and all of the, what do you call that? The graphic art for it. And that was taking a lot of time. I liked it on the YouTube at the same time as the feed, where this way I don't have to look at the YouTube. But I might have to add something for the feed, like some intro music. Our commercial. Right.
We need to make it a more music. Of a professional show here, man. Come on. And I try to do my best.
Like, God, there ain't no fucking time. I'll find some time. Maybe we'll
I have time.
Maybe we'll just do live sometimes.
There you go.
And then
I think we need to go back to the recorded format so it comes out a little better. Okay. We don't get dead air.
Hey, what did I tell you about dead air? I had the box of nonsense. Which is not right by my foot, so dead air.
Exactly. I'm prepared.
I was trying to make life easy for myself.
My partner is constantly unprepared.
This project. But this is what happens behind the scenes. There's no way I can save this one. I'm just going to let it go.
It was a good show. It was a good show. I enjoyed it. It gave me something to do for a little while.
Okay.
Other than sit here and clean and grade records.
Oh, my. All right. How about this? I'll send you the recording and you put the music on and I will. So for the podcast on the RSS, on the Spotify, we will have our intro music. We'll have our disclaimer. We'll have our outro. We'll have our commercial.
There you go.
So I'll send this to you and two.
You'll send me.
And thank you, everybody. All you two people. But hopefully
thank
three
you guys
by
for
next
joining us
year.
To talk about absolutely nothing. We enjoy to you and I guess
and
come and listen to us again when Sasha is more prepared.
Hey, I was trying to make life easy. It turned out not working.
Nothing in life is easy. Didn't they tell you that? Nothing in life is easy.
Okay. I'll let you know how the cargo coat goes tonight. And
by all means.
Next Friday, we have an open air sonar then?
Yes, we will.
We will. Okay. Brand and then the following Friday, we'll have a real podcast show. We'll pre-record it.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye. So sorry. Oh, yeah.
She's gonna love me by the time I'm going home. Well, it won't be long.